Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live right now on the 17th day of February. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great series that we're going to begin on your health. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to give you some biblical aspects of divine healing and also divine living. You know, the Bible encourages us to prosper and be in good health. A sick person cannot serve or praise, if you will, Yahweh. It's very difficult. That's why the Bible teaches you to observe the clean and the unclean laws of meat. And also, because that's very important to Yahweh, once man went on a meat diet, you see, Genesis 1:29 was void of meat, and men lived for 1,000 years. Even in a sinful, fallen state, they lived extremely long compared to what we live today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to know that health is one of the, and you never appreciate of the health that you've had until you lose it, and then you have to fight to get it back. You have to do the things necessary, and one of the recipes is to follow the recipe of the Bible. Now, there's two chapters in the Bible, and there's many, many single references to the clean and the unclean meats. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, and for your research, Deuteronomy chapter 14, it talks about the swine that would concern what we know as the boar, the wild boar. Started out with a wild boar. And the domesticated swine is a derivative of the wild boar. We call it a pig here in America, or a hog, and from it comes bacon and ham, lard, and pork, which is, by the way, one of the most usable meats upon the planet for man. Man has found ways to cure it and to carry it with him in his journeys, and it's cheap and accessible to most of the world today, including the United States. Well, not only is the swine unclean, and yet that is one of the most usable meats for mankind upon the planet. You probably never heard of anyone, because also a canine, a dog, the coyote, the wolves, and the fox, the hyena, the jackals, and things of this nature. So if everything has been clean, when have you ever sat down to a great steak, a hyena steak, a jackal, or a wolf steak, or a dog, or a fox? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, don't be so unreasonable. When have you ever had a plate of skunk? You know, that's just an unclean, like in the feline. That's the canine. In the feline, it's the cat, the cheetah, the leopard, the lion, the panther, the tiger, and so on and so forth. And in the horse, the donkey, the mule, the oranger, or the quagga, and the zebra, these are animals that are restricted from our diets. And, of course, the badger, the coney, the hare, the monkey, the opossum, the porcupine, the raccoon, the skunk. And the squirrels are unclean. Used to be a delicacy down here in the South, and probably still is, for to have squirrel and squirrel gravy and things of this nature. It seems like we just relish all these things. And in the others would be the bear, the camel, the elephant, the gorilla, the hippo, the kangaroo, the llama, the rhino, and a wallaby. These are all unclean in these earth creatures. So, in the water creatures, those that's lacking fins and scales are all classified as unclean. That would be your catfish, your ales, your marlin, your shark, your sturgeon. And yet from the sturgeon comes one of the most expensive delicacies to put on the table of man, meaning that we're talking about the caviar. The hard body fish is the abalone, the clam, the crab, the crayfish, the lobster, the mussel, the oyster, the scallop, and the shrimp. And your soft body would be your cuttlefish, your jellyfish, the limpet, and the optimus, and the squid. And your sea mammals would be your dolphins, your otters, your sea, your walrus, or your whales. Included in that would be, of course, your crocodile, and your turtle, your frog, and your salamander, and your toad, and your lizards, and things of this nature. Now, we also have a air creature, the albatross, the bat, the bittern, the condor, the cormorant, the crane, the crow, the caca, the cuckoo, the eagle, the flamingo, the grosbeak, the gull, the hawk, the heron, the kite, the lapwing, the loon, the osprey, the ostrich, the owl, the pelican, the penguin, the plover, the raven, the stork, the swallow, the swan, the swift, the vulture, the hen, or the water hen, and the woodpeckers. All these are unclean. And so man has bought into the ideal, and we'll give you the clean meats that are necessary for you to eat if you do eat meat, and we suggest that a meat diet is strictly biblical. Yet those animals that I listed as unclean, not one reference in the Bible has the scriptures indicated that man, biblical man, Adam and his offspring, ate of the unclean. And it's obvious to us that if you look at the scriptures that are indicated that before Yahweh created man, he made man the physical and the spiritual union to dwell together and to prosper and to be in good health. Did you know that the Bible talks about, if you will, it talks about the things that are listed in the Bible. It talks about the things that is necessary to give us health and strength. Now, what would that be? Well, we know from the scriptures that we are to avoid all the things that are listed in the Bible that are to be deemed unclean. And by doing so, what we have is things that would give us a right to access the permission of our Creator. Now, the Bible tells us, and I have been a firm believer in this, that every time you set at the table, that bread should be broken and thanks given for the food that the body is about to receive. You see, whatever died for you, the grain, the meat, or the fish or the fowl that is clean, has been given free to you, and also the lettuce and the greens, the herbs of the field and things of this nature, is given to you and by Yahweh. Now, we know that it's evident that Yahweh has let the earth fail to yield its proper nutrient increase. Now, that's very important, then, that we get the minerals that come from there. We're going to talk about that in part two or part three as we do a three-part series on your health. And because it's very necessary, in Genesis chapter 7, Yahweh said unto Noah, "Come in all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me, and take every clean beast." Everybody thinks that the clean unclean came from Moses. Well, here's Noah. He knew what beast to acquire to put on the ark as clean, and he also knew the difference between the clean and the unclean. And so then, this did not originate out of the law of Moses. And everybody said, well, we're not under the law of Moses no more. This was a patriarch establishment of truth going back to the sons of Adam when we start with the first meat offering given by Abel. Now, we know that the typology here and the metaphors that's given for the clean animal sacrifice, not one reference anywhere in the book. The 66 books, the 44 writers, and 1,189 chapters that's accessible to us and gives us in the King James Version of the Bible, that not one unclean animal was ever offered to Yahweh. Now, if we offer an unclean animal in a sacrifice to ourselves, in other words, to sacrifice, the word sacrifice has been so greatly misinterpreted and misunderstood. In the 12th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, it talked about the sacrifices, that they must be eaten within 3 days or 72 hours of the killing of the animal, because meat tends to spoil very quickly, especially in arid and very hot climates. Meat will not keep, and it's very dangerous. And so Yahweh gave them the clean, unclean laws. He also told them how to prepare the food. By koshering it, we mean by draining the blood from the meat and then eating the edible clean in the koshered state. Now, so then we find out that in 820, and Noah built an altar to Yahweh in the 8th chapter. This is before he got on the ark, he took the clean and unclean. And when he got off the ark, he took every clean beast, and this is the reason why, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings. Now, burnt offerings don't mean that everybody thinks he just went out there and burnt an animal, and Yahweh was pleased with the smell of the animal. That's not what happened. What he done, he prepared a meal by fixing the meat, by first koshering it. Even the clean animals are not to have blood, and most people that eat meat like it rare and juicy because they get the blood protein, and it's very addictive, from the meat. And therefore, we are having now, as a consequence of failing to keep Yahweh's laws, we are now involved in the greatest period of time in history of a sick and diseased peoples, especially in the West, under the Western diet. Did you know that if you just pull into a fast food chain, and oh gosh, there's thousands, I want to talk about any particular one to try to harm their business, but I'll just tell you this, that most of these food chains of quick fixes, in other words, you drive through and you'll have your hamburger in 3 minutes in a line, and it's waiting for you at that drive-through window. And most people, is a mobile, this nation especially, hasn't got the time to wait for their order. They'll get very perturbed if they have to pull up and wait. So therefore, they have these recipes where that they can get the sandwich fixed for you real quick and make it hot and steamy. And what they do, let's say, for instance, if you just pull in and get a 1 pound Black Angus burger, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 2,000 grams of fat within that burger. And so then, with the consequences, along with the meat not being koshered, we take into our bodies unclean meat, though it's clean, meaning that our bodies will resist or react sometime in the future. Now, when you're young and energetic and you are strong and you want to do a lot of work, you get very hungry, your appetite is very strong, and you'll eat and then digest that food over time, and And it is known, it is a known fact, that once you ingest meat into the body, it takes a process of up to 27 days or longer, even in a healthy system, before all of the residue to leave your colon. Now, we are going to talk about the colon. We're going to talk about those things which would affect the colon and why that you shall not eat anything that dieth of itself. Roadkill is probably permissible if it's killed and picking up quite quickly. But anything that dies of itself, just like, here's the problem with the meat industry. And I've been a farmer for a long time, and down here in the South, it's no exception. If you have a sick or a ailing cow or a heifer or a bull or sheep or lamb or goat, or doesn't matter, anything that's sick and ailing that they don't think is going to make it on the herd, they will cut it out and get it to the meat market or to the sales, or that they sell this to recoup some of their loss if it's to die. And so therefore, a great majority of the meat, and of course we know that here in the last couple of years, it's been very, very dangerous to eat contaminated meat. And we've had many, many of instances where that has happened. So we're interested in your health. We're interested mostly in our own. If we do not practice what we preach, we become a castaway. And so then we all have to abide by the rules and the regulations of the Bible. We know that you cannot claim that these rules are under the Mosaical law. I've done proven that these were offered, clean and unclean, were separated even back at the time of Adam when he was living. They knew. And so this Moses is just handing down the family of Adam tradition. Now, if we are ingesting unclean meat, and I would like to encourage you to refrain from doing so. Everybody thinks that the 10th chapter of Acts would give us a New Testament doctrine that no meat, no animal is unclean, that God just literally cleaned up everything by showing Peter a vision of unclean animals and told him to rise up, slay them, and eat them. Now, this was an allegorical vision to show Peter that in demonstrating that those people that he deemed to be unclean, which were the house of Israel that had separated from the commonwealth of the land of Judea at the time of Christ. These were those that were scattered abroad. And according to the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, they were not the Gentiles, because he said, go not to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep. Well, Peter, having the vision of going to this lost sheep, this Italian named Cornelius and his household, was instructed to go over there and to eat with him and to fellowship him and to teach him the ways of salvation. In the 10th chapter, the Bible says that Peter went after he was told what was clean and unclean. It had nothing to do with the animals. Because Peter said, not so, I haven't ever eat an unclean animal, and I'm not going to do that. Well, the story is that Yahweh gave him the knowledge that he was talking about the unclean departed Israelites that had separated themselves from the commonwealth at that time and went out and was living in the aisles, where he was to go and take the message of salvation and revelations to them. And he did so, because here on the ninth verse, on the morrow, as they went on their journey. Now, this is Peter going with the Cornelius folks that came to get him, and they drew nigh unto the city. Peter went in on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he came very hungry, and he would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill, and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Yahweh, for I have never eaten anything that is common and unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What Yahweh hath cleansed, that call not thou common. Now, see, it didn't say that it was unclean. Peter assumed it was unclean. And after it was done three times, the vessel was received back up to heaven. And as he thought about this, as he thought in the 28th verse, Yahweh, he repeated this in the, after he got over to the house over Cornelius, explaining why that he went. And he said unto them when he got there, You know that it is an unlawful thing for a man of the nation of Judea to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But listen to me, I'll show you that the vision was not about four-footed unclean beast. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Now there, ladies and gentlemen, the food laws are still just like Yahweh gave to Abel as he offered up a lamb for the first offering acceptable to Yahweh. It was not an unclean beast. It certainly was not of the variety of people that are trying to justify their clean and unclean meats, because Peter was shown in this revelation that now the separation from the house of Israel scattered abroad, known as Gentiles. In other words, they had been in the house of the Gentiles so long that they had become known as Gentiles. And that they had been reconciled together as one body in Christ. Because he said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not the heathen, not the Gentiles. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we have long been deceived by these things that we have taken for granted, that we should devour or to eat these unclean animals. And it's not so. We should, above all things, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now, the straight gate is a clean way. We should keep our temples holy because we are the temple of Yahweh. Of course, we're not going to sit down to a plate of an unclean beast such as a leopard or a skunk or a weasel or a bat. But if we take the people's doctrine of God cleaned everything, then that would be a choice meat. Perhaps that some of that meat would be just as tasty if it's prepared. It's just the faults of it. And yet the pig escaped man's corrupt faults when they fry the bacon. And it's very crisp. And we eat it, and we don't understand that even after you cook it at high temperatures, your doctors will warn you with high blood pressure and things of this nature. And ladies and gentlemen, I know that I suffer from high blood pressure right now from years and years and years of believing false doctrine that I could debar pork and this unclean shellfish, such as lobsters and snails and whatever, and went about looking at them as delicacies and the meat of choice in my generation in the 1940s when I was coming up. The meat of choice on the farm here in the hills of East Tennessee was pork. We had beef cattle, but they were for milking. But we used the pork for meat. And because that you could kill it in the fall when the weather cooled down, and then salt it down real good, and after the meat, it's amazing how this process works, but it's always amazing to know that this meat, this pork, like a country ham cured, that if it gets old and moldy, it doesn't matter. It gets so good that people consider it to be a very expensive meat, and it is. A Tennessee smoked ham, or a Kentucky smoked ham, or a Southern smoked baked ham. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the food of choice at every Easter church table, and also the tables of those who are setting the table to eat these unclean meats through justification. Well, we know, above all things, that our bodies are the temples of Yahweh. Good fuel in. By observing the clean, unclean laws, Yahweh will protect us. Meat is the strongest acidic substance that man puts in his body outside of the things that we have talked about in the past, like colas and sodas and things of this nature, which contain deadly chemicals, by the way. But they have such an addictive substance to them that once we get hooked on these things, that we crave more acidic state. And the more acidic state we get in, the sicker our bodies become. Now, it's a known fact. And this is the bottom line of what I'm going to talk about in part two. I'm going to be right back after we play you a song here, and then we're coming back in part two, and we're going to talk about water and the effects of water on the body, and how that we should really observe the clean water laws. Have you ever thought about that, ladies and gentlemen? It is something that we need to do because the world is running out of water. I'm going to talk about it in part two. I'll be right back with your health message tonight. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I'll be back in part two in just a moment. Let's ride with the King here.
Shut fire. quiet.
It is I.
Praise Yahweh.
Love for his bride. And he promoted that she be with him. Right by his side. Yes, that fire in his eyes. Burning desire. That his bride be with him. Right by his side. Can you hear him?
Neighbor, what's your answer going to be when he asks you to ride with him? Did you know that the Word is asking you to mount up and to ride with him right now in his Word? He said, those that obey me, it's not the sacrifices that we make. It is the obedience factor that is so important. Now, we're going to talk about water here in part two of our health series and tell you that water is the most important ingredient that you can put into your body. Did you know that water can live very well without you, but you can't live without water? You can fast or do without food for many days. I've gone 40 days without any food. I couldn't have made it if I'd have gone 40 days without water. I would have died. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole truth is that the earth and all of its source treats water as if we're never going to run out of it. You can't drink the salt water. You only can drink fresh water. Now, let me give you something that's very scary, and I believe that the water wars that are coming are now, we're fighting over river tributaries in most nations now. We just went through a drought in the South, was unprecedented, where people down below the Tennessee Valley, which had long been developed to give our valley plumb down to Mobile, Alabama, and we're at the head of the spring, so to speak, here in the hills of East Tennessee. We have two major streams that starts the Tennessee Valley lake systems. And from that, people depend, totally depend. I'm talking about commerce, drinking water, city, municipal. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad that municipal systems have grown to the point that they have to take contaminated water and fluoridate it and chlorinate it to the point that it has become so undrinkable. Now, they have ways to chemical the water to make it where it's not poisonous. And so they use these additives, just like the food additives in the food that we eat, the processed foods. And we've talked about that in the past. Did you know that 3% of the total amount of water available in the world is fresh water? Only 3%. And the earth is covered with 3/4 of its surface with water. Man is actually 3/4 water and 1/4 flesh. And so then, Yahweh has made the earth and the balance of nature to correspond with the body that he made from the dust of the earth. 3% of that water is only available for fresh water. Most of this is only available in the form of ice or subterranean water, which cannot be exploited by us. So all in all, now listen to this, here's where it gets so scary. And this is why we're going to have water wars in the future. You talk about silver and gold being valuable, you better think about a good water source. Only around 0.2% of all the water in the world can be used for drinking water. Water cannot be reproduced. There is no formula to duplicate it. Fire and water is the two things that man has never solved the riddle. It is recycled in a closed circuit. Water is made for the body of man to give him life. You can't live without it. The human body, being two-thirds water, it shows you how important healthy drinking water is for us. And ladies and gentlemen, every cell in our bodies needs water to function properly. Without water, there would be no people, no animals, and certainly no plants. That's why it's so important to maintain all body functions. A human needs up to 5 pints or more of liquids or fluids a day, mainly water. We have substituted in this Western diet sodas, the refreshing acidic soda. And did you know that it takes at least 25 gallons of fresh, clean, purified water to flush out the effects of the acidic state of 1 8-ounce can of soda? It is amazing how that we turn to sweet, syrupy fluids to replace the body's many cries for water. Now, don't you know that humanity is living in a time when it's called prosperity, and we're in a prosperous society, that we have actually lost all respect for water and for nature? And in the industrialized countries, listen to me well, for example, daily water consumption per head is between 150 and 300 liters. That would equal in our Western measurement of somewhere between 35 and 65 gallons of water a day. And of this, only 2% is used for drinking or cooking. Now think about that. Out of the 66 gallons of the average consumption in the industrialized countries, it's less in the industry where they can't get water, they don't have wells and access, only about 2% used for cooking and drinking. The rest goes to flush toilets, to wash clothes, to wash the dishes, to wash the car, to clean the house, or the body care, or watering the garden, or such water the lawns, or whatever. 66 gallons per person per day. Now, where's that coming from? Well, in the country, men and women have wells, and they have springs. This water has become so inorganic with the phosphates and the fertilizers getting into our streams and polluting the water, and it's turned it into an acidic state. Now, we're going to talk about the acidic state of man. Did you know that on the scale of 1 to 14, that 7 is a neutral zone for the alkaline acidic state of body? Water is very important, folks. I have found this out since I've been on the alkaline water machine. I have found out that the body goes through a tremendous shock, and you have to adjust. I've been about 3 weeks in a detoxification state, and now just beginning to recover from drinking a water that I was not used to drinking. So alkaline is a very, very good water to flush out the toxicities that build up in the cells. And it's very important. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on. And we're going to offer you the chance to see a DVD, if you would just call Pastor Buddy or write me. I would send you a DVD on the effects of alkaline water before and after the colon. and the effects that the alkaline state has upon a sick or diseased or a sick person that has a very bad, unhealthy colon. It's amazing how well this water. And ladies and gentlemen, if you drink from your cistern, this is hard water. If you drink from your spring, this is a water that's full of a lot of inorganic minerals that cannot be absorbed into your tissues. Therefore, a lot of people are getting kidney stones and having problems of using the water to cleanse the system. Like I say, most people are on an acidic state. Now, you can test yourself with the body function. There is simple tests. You can get it at any health food store, or water supply companies offer you the test strips that you can test the state of your body, whether it's alkaline or whether it's acidic or whether it's neutral. Now, a neutral state is much better than if you would go to the scale of 1 to 7. That would be on the left side. That's the acidic state. And you cannot stay healthy in an acidic state of body. You may for a while. Being young and adventurous and full of pep and energy, but when you get older, your body will begin to break down, your cells will fail to function correctly, and you will need to make drastic changes in your body almost every day. We're reading in the media that experts fear that there will be great water shortages in the near future. And we are learning about how many diseases have their origin in poor water quality. Chemicals, fertilizers, air pollution, the electrostatic smog, and the things that they're spraying on the earth and above the earth and the heavens. These are the reasons why water has lost its power of self-regeneration. In other words, it needs to run pure. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the purest forms of taking in distilled water. And ladies and gentlemen, I will warn you that if you think that you can go to distilled water or bottled water and you're helping yourself, bottled water is mostly just filtered tap water, and the acidic state is bad. In most of the waters that we've tested, we found that most of your bottled water, which I consumed many bottles of spring water from a spring that is world-renowned called Poland Spring Water. I've drank it for the last 10 years. I found out on testing it that my own spring water here in Tennessee was more alkaline than that water. And so I was quite surprised that in spite of all of the treatments to the water, you're still needing to process your water through an alkaline machine. It's one of the greatest things, I believe, that's on the market today. And the proof is in this scientific fact. Bottom line, you'll have a lot of yays and nays about this, but let me bottom line this for you. So scientifically speaking, science, without exception, will tell you that a disease cannot breed or grow or prosper in an alkaline body. But in an acidic state, such as cancer or other diseases of the colon and things of this nature, that in that state you will have what is known as a high incident of sickness coming from an acidic state. And so then we need to take warning. Your body is the only one you've got to live in. It is your temple. It's your house. And ladies and gentlemen, if you will remember Yahweh's clean laws and get water, these machines are very expensive, but I'm going to offer you tonight a machine. Now, some of these machines on the market, you have to do your own search, but we have an offer. And many of our brothers and sisters have these machines now, are using them. We have tonight a machine that is one half the price of the most expensive. Some of them go up to $5,000 per unit, just a countertop unit, $4,000 to $5,000, and some even more than that if they're under the counter. We have one tonight that we can offer you, ship right to your door by one of the brothers that is in the dealership of these machines. He got a great price on these, and these are top of the line. They're state of the art. It is the newest machine out on the market and was made by the man that invented the original alkaline water machine to separate the acidic state of water to the alkaline state. He is the original patent developer. We have that machine to offer you tonight for $1,595 delivered to your door. He pays the shipping. And ladies and gentlemen, I do know what they sell for wholesale. That's better than $400 off the wholesale price. And he's not making much money. But if you would like to have an alkaline machine, then you can call Pastor Buddy tonight here on February the 17th as we go around the world taking this message of your health. We think it's needful. We think it's vital for you to have access to some of the information that long eluded me. I just thought water was water and you drink it and you're okay. But ladies and gentlemen, there's so much scientific knowledge behind the water, the clusters of the water. They have to be fine enough to penetrate the cells to activate and to refresh the cells. You see, you can drown your kidneys with water, but your cell may be starving to death and crying desperately for water that has the proper frequency restored to it in an alkaline state where it can penetrate the cell and refresh the cells of the body. That's the most important thing. It's just like the body and the fat that's in the body. As I've said, you can live days upon days upon days for the lack of food. But when it comes to water, unless you've got water within 3 or 4 days, if you don't have fluids, you will die from the result of dehydration. So then, you need this machine, I believe, to help you to get alkaline state of body. Once you do that, then you are on the highway with proper diet, watching your diet, using it wisely. I believe the transformation, I know in myself, it's miracle working water, and the food source that I have been on has transformed my health so marvelously here in the last few weeks. After I went through the detox stage, I began to improve, and now the results are spectacular upon my own health. And I've been reasonably healthy. I've never been in the hospital. But when you don't have any energy, and when you are suffering from high blood pressure, when you're a borderline diabetic, you need to sit down and evaluate your situation. And I've done that. I encourage others, if you are having the same problems that Pastor Buddy had, then you need to learn about the subject of alkaline water. It is such a beautiful thing. When we drink polluted water, we're building a number of chemical processes which could cause a great number of pollutants to pass through our body and collect in fatty tissue because the cells will not expel it. It becomes a hazard to our health. And so then we need the living orgasms of process that we could understand the process of the body, and we need the inorganic process to be distilled in proper foods by the Genesis 1:29 diet. Very important that we do that. So then the body, in its reacting to the orgasms that it has to expel all of the pollutants from the body, and we become an organic state of perfection to the Father. Let every cell that we have be made whole. I would above all things that you prosper and be in good health. If you'd like to have this machine tonight, call Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll send you information, send you a video on the water and what it'll do for you and the effects it has on the colon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to write me, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and that's New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now let me give it to you again. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. And ladies and gentlemen, you get your electrical state and your body, because the body is electric, and it has the process by cleansing itself through the expelling of the inorganic chemicals that are collecting in the cells. They need to be energized, and they need to come online and prosper. My phone number, area code 423-626-2172. Brother Paul's telephone number for StemTech, which is a blue algae, comes right from the water. It's a beautiful complement to the alkaline water machine. His number is 1-800-253-2748. And Dr. Gary, of course, he knows much more about these things than I do, and it would be nice if he could come on with me sometime and we could do a program, maybe part two and three, if he'd like to do that. That would be 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Gary has all this information that I've passed on to you. He has the products that can help you to better your health, as he's been in the health field for many, many years. So we love you tonight. And we got to say that we know that the time is short, but a healthy body will make it more enjoyable when you're here upon the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR 5070 with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I'll see you Friday night, and that'll be on WWRB 3.1. 85, and that's on WWRB at 11 Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR. Yahweh bless you.
We're just a black and boy sitting alone. I got no internet, no telephone. Well, I'm a 35 choice, you see. In Babylon, it don't bother me, no. Come out for evil, for what I hear. Come out for evil, because I'm just as near fools, yeah. It's falling, they're believing. Angels crawling, they're heeding. Just around the bend. It's just the start, but others call it to begin. Well, Jacob and Israel, it's time to choose. When Babylon is evil, wipe over through his soul.
Come out, people, what I hear. Come out, people. just looks beautiful.